State Senator Mike Moon with us. How do you do, sir?
I'm well, Nick. I hope you are, too.
Well, I am. So your wish is fulfilled. I know you've been making this decision, a big decision, whether or not to run in the 7th Congressional District. Of course, Congressman Billy Long is seeking the Senate seat, which will leave that 7th Congressional seat open. And it sounds like you are at a point here where you have made your decision. What is it you're looking at? What went into your decision-making process here?
Well, over the past several weeks and even months, we've been talking to a lot of folks, a lot of friends, a lot of supporters in the past, and asking them the question, what were their thoughts about me running for the U.S. House? And we had overwhelming positive comments, and that's what led us to the decision today to announce our decision to run for the U.S. House.
So a big question that a lot of folks ask, and it seems like a cliched question, but I think it is meaningful. Why would you be a good person in that position?
Well, you know, over the last 9 years, I've proven to be a fighter. I stand alone if I have to in defending the Constitution, and even when it comes to standing against my own party. If I believe they're wrong, and I believe that I have a constitutional understanding and that I'm right, then I stand against them, even against the party leadership. And so I think I'm a proven fighter. I'm not afraid to work. I think that most of those who know me know that when I get started, I don't compromise for political gain, and I will continue that if I'm fortunate to be elected to the U.S. House.
I'm talking with State Senator Mike Moon. There are a number of different issues that you've been pretty, I'd say they're priorities for you on a state level. Will those also translate, if you were elected into U.S. Congress, to a federal level, or are there, I'm sure, some issues on a federal level that aren't necessarily anything you deal with on a state level that will be important to you? What are some of those issues?
Well, of course, the abortion issue is something that I think we need to challenge at the federal level. I believe that state sovereignty is in play here if we would only exercise it, but someone needs to be a voice for the unborn, the preborn, at the national level too. Of course, getting rid of the corporate tax would be high on the priority list, and getting the burdensome regulations off the backs of American citizens would be something that I'll be fighting for as well. And I think when we look at the current situation we're in, you've talked about it on today's show, Afghanistan. I believe in bringing the troops home, but here's something I think we need to understand first and foremost. This was not a constitutionally declared war. We got in there, didn't get the job done. We stayed too long. And then the way that President Biden has brought the troops out and the American citizens and the Afghanis who are our allies out of the country is so flawed. And we can see the devastation. And my heart goes out to these folks who spent years, several tours of duty perhaps, in Afghanistan fighting for the freedom of the Afghanis and protect them. For what? So that's a problem. Of course, election integrity is at the forefront of our minds as well. And we have another opportunity in this next election to prove to the citizens of Southwest Missouri and the nation across Missouri as well that we can have elections that are free and that fair and that are with integrity. Otherwise, they're not going to trust us again. So we've got to make sure that we shore up our election system. Additionally, over the last year and a half or two, we've had the economy falter because of the essential and non-essential businesses, the declaration that you can't be open, so we're closing businesses down, the wearing of masks, the forced shots. I'm not going to call it a vaccination because it's not, I don't believe. And so we have the government subsidizing people to stay home, and we have an economy that needs to be shored up. We need to get back to business, and we need to allow people to live free. and to exercise their liberties as well.
Talking with State Senator Mike Moon announcing his run for the 7th congressional seat that will be vacated by Congressman Billy Long as he runs for the U.S. Senate. So this will be a 2022 race. When is your state Senate term up? Is it at the same time or is it a couple years after that? I'm trying to think.
No, it'll be 2 years after. So I'm in midterm.
Okay.
So I don't risk my seat in this election.
That's what I was going to ask. I didn't know if in Missouri you were able to. I'm guessing it just depends on the state whether or not that's a decision that has to be made, or if you are able to run and you know hold on to that seat until you find out the outcome. So that's how it does work in Missouri, then.
That's right.
Got it. Okay. And then I feel a sneeze coming on. I didn't want to get halfway through this question. Now, I don't know how much of this is inside baseball or not, and I don't know how much you want to go into it, but I know one of the things that I keep hearing people talk about that are more involved, more of the grassroots people, is, who really, really like you, they support you, and there's another member, a colleague of yours that they like as well, and that's State Senator Eric Burleson, and he's been open about the fact that he's also considering a run. That's got to be because you guys get along. You both are individuals that grassroots conservatives support and get excited about and feel are convicted individuals. Was that something that to some degree came into play, or did that make it more difficult, or it just seems that's not a fun dynamic, I suspect?
Yeah, I want to say right off the bat that Senator Burleson and I are friends, and I count him as an ally. And, of course, it's unfortunate in this particular circumstance where we're both looking at this seat at the same time. And we need to have additional conversations about the dynamics of all this. And I'm hopeful that we'll come to the right decision for both of us. This particular seat is important because I believe that we need to send someone to Washington, D.C., who's willing to stand up for the values that we have in Southwest Missouri. We all know the radical woke mob would like nothing more than to erase our very existence from history. We're in a fight for our country. Our children's future is at stake. And frankly, I'm tired of seeing Republicans who vote like Democrats in D.C., and that's why I'm running. Yeah. And so, again, conversations need to be had with others. But I know that Eric believes the same thing I do with regard to freedoms and liberties. And I value his friendship, and I hope when all this is said and done, we'll continue to be friends. I don't want it to be any other way.
Any final thoughts you have for folks?
Well, I just want to say that let me just tell you why I'm running. I'm not ashamed to claim that I'm a believer and follower of Jesus Christ. I think we need to protect our Judeo-Christian values, hold on to our conservative principles, and importantly, too, is to follow the Constitution. And again, I want to say that I've proven over the last 9 years not to be afraid to stand up, even if I'm standing alone. I think that in Washington, D.C., we have to get control of the Congress. We have to determine that the Congress makes the laws, not the president, not the courts, not the agencies. And therein lies a huge problem when we have neglected that for years. I believe we need to have a voice there who will call into question whether the bills that we're doing and the actions that are taken by the federal government are constitutional. And the people need to pay attention, and I hope to be that voice to ring loud and clear the voice of freedom and liberty for Southwest Missouri.
State Senator Mike Moon, thank you. Appreciate it. And I am sure that we will hear from you in the future with this campaign.
I'm hopeful.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nick.
Yep, you bet. Have a wonderful day. State Senator Mike Moon, everyone. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.